Is Trump the last human president? And no, I don't say that facetiously. I mean it with all due respect to everyone listening. Was Trump our last living human president? That'll be today's topic of discussion. And I'd like to welcome everyone here to Ideologically Illogical, where we propose questions and talk about things that most no one else will even touch. Obviously, right? Because they're preposterous. Who would want to talk about such things? But we do here anyway, so. Okay, so I'm not talking about aliens, although that is a possibility. We'll throw that in the mix. But more importantly, what about AI technology? AI implants, nanobots, this, that, and the other. And before everyone starts going, oh, he's going off into a fantasy land, sci-fi, TV world, whatever. Y'all need to understand that I volunteered for asthma research studies and did countless test drug studies for them. And I did this over the course of 30 years. And a couple of them, I got to tell you, folks, were nanobots. So I do know for a fact that, and this goes back 10 years or so, so I know for a fact that our government and others, because I saw who was attached to this when I got my white papers on these research studies, are engaged in nanobot technology. With that being said, since I know this for a fact, it's not hyperbole, it's not me just talking off the cuff. Since I know this for a fact, that's why I wanted to use this as a topic for today's discussion of the possibility that they've taken it to a level where they can influence a human being and total control over that. So, was President Trump the last human president? Let's find out after this break. Stay tuned. So, I'm not talking about total, like replacement. What I'm talking about more is like an implantment and things like that. So it's not like a alien per se has come and replaced the people here. Although that's potentially, from what I hear, is anyway, we'll get to that in another topic. But today what we want to talk about is implants. Nanotechnology and implants that would augment the thinking and nature of mankind. How long has this been going on? How many people have already been taken into the program? And who do these people represent? Obviously, they have a different goal in mind for the future of mankind than, let's say, someone that wishes not to take the implants. Hence the war, the transhumanist war that we are now involved in. I mean, you do know about the Crimea, is that they're hatching and breeding and cultivating human parts inside of pigs and cows and stuff like this over in China and other countries where they don't have the rules and regulations and the eyesight over them that America and Europe has. But these people are doing it. They are looking into cloning. They have been cloning, and I'm not talking about full humans. I'm talking about just specific parts, you know, like, oh, I just need an eye. Okay, no problem. A heart, what have you. And not only that, but they're growing them, and they found it best to grow them inside of pigs and stuff like that. And you can look this stuff up. This isn't make-believe. This is reality, and it's happening in our world now. So I just find it amazing that at one turn, these are the same people that want to, you know, kill off the human race via abortions and what have you, but yet are hell-bent on figuring out how to replicate our parts and assemble us, you know, a la carte. So with that being said, was Trump the last human? And what I mean by that, fully human, without any augmentation. Some people seem to think that he was already augmented mentally and physically to show the proof of their of what they their capabilities and what this race has to offer the human race, and to do it out in the open in front of everybody. And which character's more out in the open in front of everybody but the president of the United States? Now, this guy at 70 years old was doing upwards of 4 or 5 events a day, not to mention holding down his regular job as president, which during the times, whether you liked him or not, either way, it wasn't easy on him. And I think that's the main point I'm trying to bring up. I don't care if you were for him or against him. The fact that he had one of the most tormentous and voluptuous whatever presidencies of all time, I mean, it's just, oh my gosh. The stamina that he was able to keep is my point. And at the age he was, is. And I think it's to prove a point that they're bringing in knowledge that we have forgotten. And most likely they stole it from us in the past and now want to sell it back to us. I, for one, do not think these people are as benevolent as they're going to portray themselves as. And the reason I say that is because they're coming under false pretenses already, the same that they came under false pretenses prior to in past times, whether you believe in the falling of the angels or past aliens that visited, take your pick. These are the entities that we are talking about. I know it sounds confusing. I'm talking about AI, I'm talking about nanochips, but at the same time, talking about other races. It'll all come together when you start connecting the dots. So if you haven't already, go back and check out some of the older podcasts, and it'll get you up to date on how everything seems to be a secluded event that just spontaneously happened all on its own. But when you connect the dots, when you connect the events in history, and you realize that these were not spontaneously put together, they were created, and they were not just created for a one-off. All of them put together create a big giant enormous picture, and that is the end game. And once you start seeing that picture and you see the end game for what it is, then you can follow along with what is happening and what the real players are and who's on what side and who's on the other. It'll get you to step over the day-to-day point counterpoint politics and the dirty nature of color war and stuff like that that they're throwing to divide and the masses, right? We're going to step above the masses and up to that next echelon and talk on a higher plane. And then eventually I'd like to bring you up even to a higher plane and even higher and higher, to where we can get to the point where we at that tippy top can overthrow the others at the tippy top that have dominated both sides of the coin. The planet Earth is more like a coin than anything else, and our two sides are kept from one another by the equator, which is Antarctica, and is protected on both sides by a huge ice wall. Again, it turns into basically outer space. There's no oxygen. You can't breathe. You float, the whole thing. And then once you cross over to the other side, the bottom half of the equator, then you get to the flip side of the coin. And that's where all these, what you call, or what have been called angels, demons, aliens, what have you, that's where they're coming from. They have their own sun, they have their own moon, it shines a different light, different frequencies. These are different entities altogether. They have been commingling with us for a long time. You can look through history and find that out. Just look up the giants, the blue race people. There's been a bunch of them. It's not like there's only one of them over there, guys. Just like there's not just one of us over here. I mean, if you think about it, we have bears, we have giraffes, we have humans, we have dogs, we have cats, we have birds. Among birds, we have orioles, we have pigeons, we have seagulls, we have, you know, you get my point, that there is an abundance of many on both sides of the coin. And this is one of the big secrets they do not want you to know about. It's amazing, the essence of the cover-up and what has been hidden from you and from I. Frankly, on a need-to-know basis, right? We served our purpose for them, and that's all that they needed from us. And most of us were given good lives in return for it, right? We're happy with our environment, with our upbringing, this, that, and the other. So if he didn't know that there was another side to the coin, if he didn't know the planet had more land with entities that we can relate to and communicate with, then you wouldn't miss out on anything. Ah, but now that you do know, you feel cheated out of something, don't you? And we'll get back to that cheating in just a moment. Let's take a break and pay some bills.
Okay, so getting back to the topic, the last human president, Donald J. Trump. And again, maybe he wasn't so human himself, but he was, for all practical purposes, the last duly elected in reference to the fact that that's what people think, president. And now openly, they're going to put in their own, and they're going to do it right out in the open and let everyone see that they're doing it out in the open to inform everyone that there's nothing you can do about it. And this is them letting us know that they have taken control. So whether you want to associate it with an AI chip or with nanotechnology or with an alien takeover or all three combined of the above, you go right ahead. But the point is it's happening, and we're letting it happen, and it's happening in real time right now as I speak and make this podcast. So today was Trump's last day in DC. He's already made it to Florida, and the big military coup d'etat that everyone's been talking about is a big wishful thinking, because Trump would never go up against the elite families, because the elite families are nothing more than his brethren from the other side of the coin, right? The other side of the planet Earth. The race that we've blended with that is now coming back to rule again over this side. And they can only do it during certain periods when the sun is just right, which is why they're hell-bent on diminishing the frequencies that our sun puts out. You may have been wondering about chemtrails and stuff like this. That's been going on for years and years and years. That's terraforming. And it's an alien race that's doing it because they want to come over here more in masses, which tells me they're not happy with where they're at or whatever, but they want to come here and fully take over. And right now the main thing stopping them is they don't have it terraformed, but they love it here. And we are so easy and gullible to take advantage of and to rule over that more and more of them want to come and do of the same. And, you know, you've heard about this from the Bible. You've heard about it from alien stories, and nothing's changed. Just like you have offspring, so do they. And time passes and everyone reacquaints themselves all over again for the first time, which is why first love never gets old. And the first time you find out that our planet is not what you think it is, you realize, oh my gosh. And so do they on the other side. So this is something that's happening over and over again. Our histories keep recreating themselves, and we keep passing the door, so to speak. But what you have to understand is on that other side of the coin, these people live a little differently. They have a different frequency. They're on different time signature. Basically, it's a different dimension altogether. And so that dimension has to cross with our dimension. So they've been hell bent on making that happen. And up until now, they haven't been fully able to just come over here as themselves. They had to subjugate us by coming over as symbiotes and putting themselves in our bodies and this, that, and the other, and taking control of humans that way. And using AI, where they download themselves into AI technology, and then they want to put it into the human. So if you need to understand this, because if you think of how we got our technology, it really comes from them. There was no one here that invented computers, guys. When you think back to Bill Gates and the Apple guy, right? First off, those guys were buddies working at the Atari company making games. When they got this great idea, and it really wasn't an idea. The idea was put in their head because obviously they were the new offspring, the kids of influential families. The mother of Bill Gates was working, right, with the IBM people, and she actually got what became the Windows program and everything that became IBM, or sorry, that everything that became Windows, she got from IBM. And remember, IBM was hell-bent during World War II, another period in Earth's history where they tried to enslave mankind. But during World War II, it was IBM that was encoding the humans with barcodes and tracking them, and that's what they want to do now again. The same companies, IBM owns the Weather Channel. They're the ones hell-bent on pushing the climate change. It's all the same agenda. It's called climate change for a reason, because what it is terraforming. So, and they know they're doing it because they're going to bring in more of them. But anyway, that's another topic for another podcast. But now on this one, we're talking about the presidency. Today is the changeover, and the so-called Biden, most elected president, with the most elected votes in the history of mankind, is about to take office. And if anyone buys that, well, yeah, you know, exactly. The whole thing is a joke. They're doing it. It's right in front of our faces. And guess what? We are letting them get away with it. So what does that say about us? There is no going back from this point, folks. There's only accepting it and joining it. And the thing is, it's happening in slow motion and over long periods of time. So most people don't even know what's really happening anyway. Which is why you need to go back and check out the other episodes of the podcast, because you'll find that all these events, and I call them events because they make the history books. The reason they make the history books is because the people that are doing them want everyone else to know, not to double cross them, or else you too will make the history books. And that's how you become famous in that matter, right? So I don't care what major event you want to pick. You go ahead and pick it, and I can somehow find it to where it loops back to either a bank or one of these families in some way, shape, or form. And that'll be the real reason why it happened. But those are the reasons why we are ideologically illogical. And if you want more information than what I can give you in this short little podcast, then what you need to do is go ahead and pick up a copy of Octogod, the Unwritten Book, which is available now, and it has everything in there in the form of fiction so that it cannot be censored. But someone as smart as you will be able to pick out the code and read it and understand exactly what has happened to mankind and what these entities, whether you want to believe them as gods, aliens, AI, I don't give a fuck, but you will understand what their intent is and why time is a tool and not just some insignificant thing that leaves things to destiny. It's something that we can control, because when it comes to computers, they see it that way. So it doesn't matter that you don't see it that way. They do. And because of it, we can use that as their Achilles heel. More on that coming up. So this is Ideologically Illogical. My name is Mark Christopher Garrett, and we appreciate you guys hanging out and listening to the nonsense that we have to offer. But basically, it comes down to this in a nutshell. You have been lied to your whole life. History has been weaponized. There are more people on the other side of Antarctica than you realize, and it is those people that have been controlling our people for eons and eons. And there's been a treaty between us, and that treaty is about to end. Hence, Agenda 2021, and hence Agenda 30. So I'll leave you on that note to ponder it, and you can check back with the old episodes, and don't forget to check up every day with new episodes. And if you want to record these and spread them all over the web, by all means, be my guest. So I'll see you tomorrow.